It's Wednesday, the 28th of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Following the announcement by the Ministry of Health and Social Services that as of the 26th of August, public and private health facilities have collectively tested 18 patients for mpox with 15 cases testing negative and 3 still awaiting results, we asked the Executive Director, Ben Nangombe, if Namibia has the infrastructure and capacity to test for the disease and how long it will take to receive results.
We have laboratory capacity to test for mpox. Because of collaborations between institutions and to ensure that we are testing in line with international standards, there are instances where some samples, for example, can be sent to South Africa, some samples can be sent to Germany. Countries do share samples just to make sure that the protocols that we are following are tight. Normally, it shouldn't take more than 24 hours to get test results, but it can be shorter.
The Ministry of Industrialization and Trade and the U.S. African Development Foundation have signed an MOU at the U.S. Africa Leaders Summit. Minister Lucia Ipumbu and USADF President Travis Atkins will launch the MASP in Windhoek on Thursday. That's according to Ministry spokesperson Elia Mukubonda.
Supporting the expansion of producer associations, small and medium-sized enterprises and agricultural cooperatives in Namibia, the MOU promotes manufacturing and value addition. Thus, the Market Access Support Program will be launched and signed in Windhoek. The launch aims to raise awareness of the Market Access Support Program and formally acknowledge the first rewards made to program recipients.
Namibia has blocked a vessel that it suspects was carrying weapons destined for Israel from docking at the Walvis Bay port, citing concerns over international law and its support for the Palestinian cause. The New Era reported the Namibian Ports Authority was directed to prevent MV Catherine from entering the country's waters on 18 August because allowing it to do so would violate Namibia's counter-national obligations. South Africa's Transport Minister Barbara Creecy has instructed Air Traffic Navigation Services, Airports Company South Africa and the SA Civil Aviation Authority to submit a detailed, costed plan to address flight delays while maintaining safety. Colin Msibi from the department assured travelers that efforts are underway to resolve the matter.
The minister emphasized the need for the ATNS to get to the root cause of this problem. The plan must be costed with realistic timeframes, as well as indicate the technical capacity required to review all flight instrument procedures. Once an acceptable plan is in place, it will be shared with the aviation industry and the nation.
And the U.S. Justice Department has filed a new indictment against former President Donald Trump for his alleged attempts to interfere in the 2020 election. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled that former presidents are entitled to some degree of immunity for criminal prosecution for acts committed while in office. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.